May be seated. Broke down in tears and said, no, it's really not my verdict.
Okay. So. Yeah. No problem.
Okay. All right. It's my understanding that the jury has reached their verdict. I do not know what it is, but... I know that some people in this courtroom have some emotional ties to this case, and that's fine. But the showing of emotion, such as an outburst or anything like that, is not permitted. The decorum of this courtroom shall be maintained. So if you don't think that you can hear the verdict and remain quiet, then perhaps you should leave at this point. But if you're going to stay in here, everyone will need to remain quiet with no outbursts of any kind, regardless of what the verdict is. Okay. Always got to count, make sure we have enough. We're not too many. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached your verdict?
Yes, sir, we have.
If you could hand the verdict to the bailiff, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please give your attention as I read to you your verdict. We, the jury, find the defendant, Thomas Deegan, guilty of making terroristic threats as charged in the indictment. Mark McCullough, poor person, March 18, 2016. Would counsel or Mr. Deegan like to see the verdict?
Say he doesn't need to, Your Honor.
No.
Do we need the services of the jury any further?
I'd like to poll the jury.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read the verdict. And then I'm going to ask the question, is this your verdict? And then the clerk will read each of your names. As you hear your name read, if you voted in favor of this verdict, then you say yes, because the question is this your verdict? If you did not vote in favor of this verdict, then of course you say no. We, the jury, find the defendant, Thomas Deegan, guilty of making terroristic threats as charged in the indictment. Is this your verdict?
Carol Hall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeannie Jefferson.
Yes.
Justin Klein.
Yes.
Mark McCullough.
Yes.
Bridget Benoit.
Yes.
Philip Ferguson.
Yes.
Joanne Nichols.
Yes.
Catherine Smith Miller.
Yes.
Joellen Maston.
Yes.
William Saunier.
Yes.
Raymond Morton, Jr.
Yes.
Jeannie Dawson.
Yes.
Do we need the services of the jury any further?
No, Your Honor.
No.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we appreciate your time and attention over the last several days, and we will be in contact with you if and when we need your services again. Thank you all very much. All right, and then in 11F101, the court would find that the defendant was on home confinement in September of 2015, that one of the conditions, specifically number 28, was that the defendant was not to commit another crime while he was on home confinement. That, based upon the jury verdict, and the court would concur in their decision, the court would further find that the defendant did commit a crime while he was on home confinement, and that he therefore did violate the terms of his home confinement. Sentencing is set for Thursday, April the 14th, at 9 a.m. Any and all motions? Are to be filed on or before April the 7th. And of course, we'll take up any post-trial motions at the time of sentencing. Is there anything else we need to do at this point?
No, Your Honor.
I'm a little confused. Is that the sentencing for this charge?
It's sentencing for both.
For both?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can motion for both matters?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are adjourned.